Hello everyone, thank you for joining me today on January 22nd, and it is time for your daily dose of reality. For our first story today, we discuss Joe Biden's first proposed legislation of his presidency, as opposed to his promise to voters of getting, quote, $2,000 checks, quote, out the door immediately. He has instead chosen to focus on immigration in a puzzling move. A few quotes from an NBC News article covering the new legislation. Quote, President Joe Biden's immigration legislation will include new protections for children migrating from Central America, including the return of an Obama-era program that lets children apply for refugee or asylum status in the United States from their home countries. Quote, other details of the legislation revealed on Thursday include hiring more immigration judges to handle asylum cases, offering humane alternatives to immigrant detention, and changing the term alien to non-citizen in immigration laws. Not only is the choice to abandon his promise of $2,000 checks puzzling, but the decision to take up immigration on day one of his presidency is baffling. This is one of the few issues that will unite all Republicans against this legislation. On top of that, this was chosen over an issue that 80% of Americans agree on, which is the previously mentioned $2,000 checks that, if passed, would almost certainly send Biden's approval ratings through the roof. In somewhat related news, our second story takes us to the dark corners of the internet to a Parler post by a QAnon supporter spreading a new conspiracy theory. This time, that Biden is Trump. The post reads as follows. Quote, Joe Biden has been arrested. The deep state is in disarray and has struck a deal with the Trump administration. There will be an experimental surgery that will exchange the faces of Biden and Trump. So when you watch Biden's inauguration, you will really be watching Trump being sworn in for a second term. And when you are watching the, quote, Trump trials, that is really Biden paying for his crimes. Also, when Trump, as Biden, stammers or slurs his words, that's because Trump is still learning to duplicate his speech patterns. I think you should sit with that for just a second. Let's just enjoy this moment together that this is what QAnon people believe. This post was also accompanied by the movie cover for the movie Face Off, which features John Travolta and Nicolas Cage in a similar face-swapping plot. This is the latest in the lunacy being perpetuated by these conspiracy theorists, but at least it can provide a good laugh for the rest of us. Also, as a side thought, maybe it isn't the worst thing to let them believe that Biden is Trump in Biden's body, as they might actually listen to what he has to say. As always, you can find the referenced articles in the description below, and while you're at it, go ahead and leave a like on the video if you enjoyed it, and subscribe if you want to see more content like this. This has been your daily dose of reality. Thank you for joining me, and I look forward to seeing you on Monday. Peace.